It's a strange shift, isn't it? The parent who raised you needs some help, and you want to be there. With Care.com, you don't have to do it alone. Whether you're clear on the kind of care your aging loved one needs or still figuring it out, we've got support. Find background-checked in-home senior caregivers for anything from companionship to dementia care, or browse senior living communities, read reviews, even schedule a tour, plus access to safety checks to help with your peace of mind. Still not sure what's best? Our senior care advisors, who are all master's-level social workers, can help you build a plan. For a limited time, use the code PODCAST20 for 20% off your initial Care.com subscription. That's PODCAST20, all one word, good for 20% off. Start your senior care journey with confidence.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right, so we're live in Las Vegas here. Hang out at DICE, but we've been talking to Victor Lugo about the new Avatar Legends, the fighting game. We're going to be talking about the game and also the studio and everything and a couple other things too, history of his work. And Victor, well, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about your studio that you've been working on.
Thank you. First of all, it's really good to be here. Yes, I'm the founder and chief creative officer at Gameplay Group. We're a new studio. We're not new to the industry, but we're a new studio. And for all intents and purposes, we're just a bunch of people who have a huge passion for quality products, specifically gameplay in games, understanding that that's the thing that really separates it from all other forms of media. We like to lean into that particular piece and are excited to talk through the current offering we have right now, which is Avatar Legends, the fighting game, and a little bit about our history. I don't think people know who we are. We're kind of elusive. So I'm happy to talk to you all about that.
Yeah. And let's get into a little bit more of the history of the Gameplay Group. I know you've acquired a couple of other entities over the years and are really now stepping into your own with Avatar Legends, the fighting game. But take us back a few steps and how you've become what you are today.
Okay, sure. So it kind of all started with a dream where we really came together with this focus and this passion for gameplay. And we started looking at the industry and doing a bunch of analysis and understanding that games are often canceled. You see a lot of games that have a ton of potential that don't quite hit the mark. And we thought maybe we could make a business out of trying to help people produce quality gameplay in their product, maybe help them with the last 6 months of their product so it comes out at quality, maybe help games that have a bad launch, remixing games, etc. That's always been the dream. Like me personally, I've never wanted to be the creative genius to make something from scratch. I always wanted to look at things and tinker and just make them better. My background's in engineering before I became a designer. So I've always been kind of that technical designer who wanted to just make things better. And historically throughout my career, that's what I did. I found a bunch of like-minded people who wanted to do the exact same thing. And in our process of really just looking for games and people to support to kind of try to help this industry, we ran across the Avatar Legends fighting game, which had been canceled. And it happened to be a really talented team that had a bunch of my former colleagues on it. So when that opportunity kind of surfaced, we jumped on the opportunity to kind of take on the development of Avatar Legends, the fighting game, to continue it. And it was already in a really, really good place. And I think at this point, it's gotten even better. The team is really in stride and doing what we all are here to do, which is really represent the game and the process and in the industry in a positive way. So we're off to the races. It's February now. We should be out of here sometime in the summer.
Yeah, I know that people that want to see the game, they're going to have a lot of questions like, have they done other fighting games before? Do you guys have a history on past fighting games that you worked on?
Mm-hmm. We do. There are several of us who have worked on fighting games and beat 'em ups and just kind of combat systems in general. The one I really like to talk about is Campbell Tran. He's our game director. He is fantastic and is leading a team that's worked on games like Killer Instinct. They've worked on lots of other combat-based experiences. I myself helped launch Mixed Martial Arts for EA. And so we've all kind of collaborated on these games. He and Kim, our marketing director, are also top six CBS players. So if you know Kim or Bucktooth, as Campbell calls himself, his fighting moniker, they are really popular in that particular space. They're classic game fighters. classic fighting game players, and that's really what we're doing here is making a classic fighting game. So you kind of see the personality in the product.
Yeah. What were the things that you felt like was really important while working on this game? That things that mistakes from the past or anything that you have learned and like, okay, we got to make this something different or new for this game.
I think one of the things that's starting to really evolve in the space is the idea that, and it's been going on for a while, even for fighting games, once the game is out, you want to continue to support the game. It's something that Campbell and I took a lot of pride in when we were working on Killer Instinct and releasing the characters every month, et cetera. We like that idea. We like the idea that once the game is shipped, we'll continue to support it. We'll continue to add new characters to the game, et cetera. And we will also make sure that we stay very close to the community so that we understand what comes next with the game. At the end of the day, if you ask me, what are all the characters in the game? List them all. I don't really know, because we need to see how the community receives it. We need to understand who's popular. And we also know that Avatar as a franchise continues to grow. So who knows where we'll end up, but we do want to continue to support the product.
And let's just get into it now, because if folks aren't aware, I am the big Avatar nerd in our household. And one of the things that we've heard from you before is that Avatar Legends, the fighting game, is really a great entry point for people who may not be as familiar with fighting games or not as comfortable trying to face off against professional fighting contenders like a Bucktooth. But I am so fascinated to hear more about how it's been working as a licensed title with the IP holders and bringing Avatar to life in a fighting genre, and what people who may just be interested in seeing more of the characters they've fallen in love with over the years and how that will translate into them playing a game with their friends.
Well, first and foremost, the game is being developed with the Avatar fan in mind. We know that we can technically deliver on a competent fighting game. But the key is to make sure that we are representing the characters in a way that does justice to what the fans expect from it, that draws it in a way that looks like the show, because that's our goal, that brings out the personality of the characters. All of that is part of what is really important as a pillar for us, is to be authentic to the brand. And every step of the way, working with Paramount, working with Avatar Studios, they've been extremely helpful and supportive, making sure that we kind of help achieve the vision, but also keep the brand pillars intact. And it's been a great partnership.
And how this came about, was this something that you guys pitched to Paramount? Was it them looking for a studio to work on this game? Like, how that came about, like the idea of a fighting game?
I think it's pretty, it's perfect for a fighting game. And also, if you look at the brands that that are kind of represented in the top cartoons out there, particularly Western cartoons, Avatar is all the way at the top. It always ranks very,
rightfully
very high.
So.
As it should, right? It's there. It's really meant for it. The representation of martial arts is there. It has great crossover appeal. So for me, it's just kind of one of those perfect IP to represent via a fighting game. I will say the idea of building a fighting game kind of predates us as Gameplay Group, and because it was already in progress, but I'm sure Campbell would say the exact same thing if he was here. It's just a great IP for a fighting game, and you're seeing that in the trailers right now.
For sure. And speaking of representation and being authentic, you have a unique relationship with fighting games, and your personal history is represented in some things we might have seen before. Can you tell us a little bit more about your history with fighting games?
Sure. So I'd say one of the ones I'm most proud of is working on Killer Instinct. So I was a character lead for Killer Instinct season 2 and 3. And that was a really, really fun time being able to represent those characters. I was able to spend time kind of with the Xbox team, just representing those characters well. So it was just where we learned. And I know what you're getting at. I'll say it. Yes, I did do TJ Combo's motion capture for the game, along with Sal DeVita from Mortal Kombat fame. So that was a fantastic opportunity. That was actually my first day on the project, and you know,
wow,
a few months later it was out. But really, really good to work on Killer Instinct. Really, really good to collaborate with that team, and some of those team members are now a part of Gameplay Group, so the team's back together again in some ways.
Yeah, was there any game that inspired, like, okay, we got to add this because this game did it right, or anything like that, like from older games while working on this project?
I think the gold standard is still Street Fighter 3, Third Strike, as far as 2D fighters go, and all the detail and frames of animation. That is a huge inspiration for me in particular. Capcom, Campbell's a big CBS player, so you know that already. We kind of love all fighting games. We're part of the FGC. We're big fighting game fans, and we draw inspiration from everywhere. But the thing that we always keep in mind when we're thinking about this game is also drawing inspiration from the show, which is why there are many quests within the fighting game mechanics that you have when you play a character, playing more aggressive, for instance, as Korra, get you some extra stuff. So we want to make sure that we represent both, and that's what we're working on.
And how hard was it to come up with, like, the animation, like, to pick certain moves for these characters from the series to the game? Because there's so many different type of movements and animation. So how difficult was that, like, working with the team on that?
I would like to say it was difficult just based on the quality of the work, but to be honest with you, we have great reference from the show. We have great support from Paramount and Avatar Studios in the way of reference. So for us, it's just kind of making sure that we think about the combat system and we pick and choose moves that are representative, but the moves are there. They built a great kind of suite of moves as far as all the characters go. They did their history. There are real references to actual martial arts in there. It all looks fantastic. So for us, we had a great helping hand in the fact that the IP was well established and well thought out.
And working with that IP holder, once again, Paramount, it sounds like, has a really strong working relationship with Gameplay Group. What do you think your place is within the larger Avatar lexicon? Like, how does this game work and explain and tell more stories about the Avatar world for people who are super into fighting games? Of course, this is a very easy vehicle, but for people maybe more like me who maybe is a little afraid, but I want to experience a story. I want to see the ingenuity and the quest system that you've built. Like, what are some of the things that I can look forward to?
I think the biggest thing to look forward to is just a new storyline that kind of blends these worlds and explains how and Aang and Korra are in the same world together, why they're battling. All of that is very interesting. Any kind of expansion of that universe with the support of Avatar Studios is really, really interesting. To be honest with you, my story writers don't even let me read it all just yet. So I'm not even to the end of it. But every time I look through the notes, they are like page turners. It's so good. But yeah, they won't let me read it all yet. So your guess is as good as mine, but I'm excited to hear what happens as well.
Yeah. Now, locations, so the levels, why those levels were chosen for this game? Was it because it was like a very important moment in the story? Was it just you guys are just a fan of the location? Like, what was it inspired you guys? Okay, these levels would be perfect for us to have in the game.
As of right now, all of the kind of stages that you see are very iconic and representative of the characters that we've announced to date. So, you know, you definitely want to see, you want to represent the four nations in some way. You want to represent eras from Korra to Aang and any other character. But at a high level, the characters themselves deserve a stage that's representative of the era and the area that they came from within the Avatar universe, and that's what we are there to represent.
And I haven't seen the levels yet, but is that is there going to be like a lot of animation in the background while we're fighting, like something that relates to like the Easter eggs from like the show?
Absolutely.
Series? Yeah. Okay. Cool.
There's so many throwbacks and references.
Yeah.
We did our research very thoroughly.
That's cool. That's good to know. Now, another important thing, and you don't have to say. Voice acting, original recordings, is this new recordings? Because a lot of people are probably going to be asking that question, like, is it are we going to reunite the cast from the original series or what?
As of right now, we still haven't done all of our recordings. Okay. So I can't tell you how it's going to fully pan out, but I will say We are voicing our dialogue in the story mode. That's the intention, because we know that we have to not only sell to adults, but also kids and families will be playing. My kids are very young, and I don't want to have to read all the subtitles to them. So we are voicing. But yeah, we haven't done all the shoots just yet.
Well, and you talk about playing with your family, and I know for us, playing as a family is very important. We hope to show our daughter the fighting game someday. But for you, how does family really inspire the team? And it's a unique question, because I know a lot of people come to Avatar because of the found family element of that story and how important that is and how resonant it is. How is that reflected in your life?
I think that the lessons in the Avatar franchise themselves are very important for the reasons you just outlined. For us, that family aspect is not only something that we practice in our lives and the closeness, but we're actually able to come together because of Avatar. My kids weren't born when Avatar The Last Airbender came out, so we had to rewatch all the episodes once we started working on the project, and now they're all fans. My kids actually dressed up as Zuko and Korra for Halloween and had their battles in the front yard. So they were actually the first to kind of cosplay the fighting game before it even came out.
They were there before it was cool?
They were there.
And how has family really brought you to gaming? I know we talked a little bit off camera about your history and where your interest in gaming started. I know it's different for everyone, but it's so interesting to hear, especially from people in leadership positions who don't necessarily look like us, and how you got there and what gave you the confidence to know that you could do it.
Yeah, well, so quick story. My dad was a boxer. He was a boxer in the Marine Corps. And one of the things that, he did was actually introduce me to fighting games. He did it, as a gift to me. He bought me a Nintendo, because he liked Mike Tyson Punch Out. He just wanted to play Punch Out.
Oh my God, dad of the year.
But from there, I was able to get exposure to Punch Out, to Kung Fu. Eventually, as consoles evolved, Street Fighter came out, and Street Fighter 2 was the big game changer, as it was for almost everybody. We were able to play that game together as a family. My brother's really big into fighting games. All of my friends are into fighting games, and, once the internet came out, we became the fighting game community. So family is the immediate family, but also the family among the fighting game community.
One question about Avatar for you. When was the first time that you discovered the series? And also, which one is your favorite episode or moment out of the whole series of Avatar that helped you to work on this game?
Okay, so I've been an Avatar fan since the very beginning. I was able to catch it as soon as it came out, watched every episode. I'm not sure if I know my exact favorite moment, but my favorite kind of arc was Aman. I think he's just such a scary kind of elusive character. You didn't know why he was doing what he was doing, and once you found out, for people, maybe some people haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, no spoilers for Korra.
He's just like Aman is just like one of the best antagonists I've seen in that franchise. So I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan of how he performs, his abilities, the way he fights. So yeah, just big Aman fan.
Awesome. And back to the game. Who's your favorite character to play right now that you can talk about? You guys, no tricks here. Who's your favorite character to play right now?
I like Korra. Korra is my favorite to play by far. She uses all the elements. She's a great rushdown character. She's one of those characters that I can teach my kids to play, because I know that if they kind of mash the buttons before they learn like proper combos, they'll still get some good stuff out of her, and they get to see all the elements. So yeah, Korra is like a family favorite for us.
Nice. How was the reaction of your team once the game was announced, and seeing the community, the Avatar community, their reactions? Like how was that feeling? Like, you guys been working on this project for a while, but seeing the reaction from everybody else, how was that for you guys?
It was far beyond our expectation. And we're so grateful for like the support, for both the Avatar community and the fighting game community of our game. We're an independent studio. I know we're working with Paramount and Avatar, but we're still independent. We were just overwhelmed by the amount of support, by the amount of enthusiasm for the product. And it inspires us to work hard every day to make sure that we don't want to let anybody down. We just want to continue to exceed expectations.
That's incredible. And you are honestly already are like everybody's Thank really you. Excited Thank to see this coming back. And it sounds like it's in the best hands it could possibly be. So thank you so much for taking the charge up. Thanks to the gameplay group and thanks to Paramount for playing nice with somebody. You know,
Absolutely.
Like it's important for license holders to like maybe give us some chances, right?
Yes,
like we can
yes.
do some cool stuff if you let people who truly know the space and know the craft and have that passion and just let them cook.
That's what we're doing. We're cooking.
You're cooking. All right. So what can we see next from Gameplay Group? We're here in the beginning of March. People are thirsty for more information. What can they look forward to next?
We'll continue to showcase the characters all the way up until the point that we launch. We're excited every time we release a new trailer. We're excited every time we do a new playtest. So just look out for more content over the next few months. We want to continue to give you things that you like and also engage with the community and our forums, etc. We have our ear to the ground. We're listening to what you all want. And although you may not get everything day one, our goal is to continue to support the game to represent things that the fans want. So that's what you can look forward to.
Well, my last question, I know people are probably going to be asking this, you know, how's it been like testing with controllers, you know, arcade sticks, all that, like for fighting games. So for your game.
We have a pretty rigorous testing process and balancing process that involves not only our internal team, but also key community members and players of all different skill levels. For us, we have to test on everything, all skill levels, and make sure that we're representing the product. So it's often a fun process because we get to engage with people who aren't on our team and learn and get their feedback. And we'll continue to do that as well.
You guys also got to go to Evo too.
Absolutely.
Over there. Yeah,
You'll see
for sure.
We'll be at Evo.
All right, man. No, Victor, thanks a lot, man, for the conversation. I'm excited also to play with you.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Good, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, but thanks a lot. For more information about the game, about the studio, where can people go?
You can check out our channels, Avatar Fighters, across all the various channels.
Awesome. All right, thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
All right.
It's cool.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Yeah. No, thanks a lot, bro.
Let me get that magnet out of there. So what I'll do is,
yeah, just
I know you guys are editing. If you could send me, whatever rough you want.
Sure.